quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview, and I have 50%, would you call it the better half, or just a half? Of McAllister Kemp, Drew McAllister.
G'day, Ben. How you going, mate?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Now, you are one of the busiest duos in Australian country. You guys have this absolutely relentless touring schedule for, you know, the last two albums, and now you've got, you know, this great new look and new song out. I mean, how do you fit it all in?
Oh, look, mate, it's just about planning, really. you know, we have had a crazy few months, you know, going to America a couple of times and recording the album and writing and then coming back and doing more gigs. But it's going really well and, you know, we can't wait to get this next album out. It's been like 2 years or something, I think, since we released Country Proud. So,
yeah.
Mate, we keep busy. It's a good thing.
One of the things that I really like about you, Drew, is your skill as a songwriter, not just for McAllister Kemp, but more so for, you know, Australian country generally. You do some amazing co-writes with other people, and obviously you save the cream of said music for the McAllister Kemp album. How does that writing process work for you? Because it must be quite difficult and tiring doing all of this other stuff and still finding time to be inspired and write those great songs.
Oh man, look, I just love writing songs. I mean, that's performing is one thing, but writing songs is something I've always been really passionate about. And you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to write with all sorts of people, and McAllister Kemp is one part of that. And you know, we kind of write for that stuff, being what it is, country rock. And you know, I love writing the sort of storytelling stuff as well. And I recently wrote a couple of songs for a pitch for an ad campaign in Singapore of all places, and that was more sort of pop stuff. So you know, I like to mix it up a bit, man. There's nothing quite like, you know, writing a song and in the session sitting there going, well, you know, 3 hours ago that song didn't exist, and now it does, and, you know, if we're lucky, it'll do something. Look, I really enjoy it. It's great fun.
That would be, I imagine, a magical experience, is creating something like a song and then the next step seeing it come to life. And speaking of songs coming to life, you guys have been in Nashville finishing off your album and doing all of that. How was the experience over there? Because that's a whole different beast to Australia.
It sure is. It sure is. No, it was an amazing experience. Our producer, Jeremy Stover, who's produced people like Jack and Justin Moore, was just the greatest guy to work with. You know, he knew what we had to say and we knew what he had to say, and we came up with a great product, you know. I mean, this time around we decided we weren't going to purposely write all the songs on the album. We wanted to actually mix it up a bit. So we got to go to ASCAP and sit down with him and a whole bunch of publishers and hear a lot of songs, a lot of great songs. To then cut it down to the 10 we've got. It was really cool, you know. We had some amazing players on the album. These guys are just cream over there. We played on Collective, we played on the end of the album, and then going down. And it was a great experience. It's everything I thought it would be. It was really cool.
Almost one of those bucket list moments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, you start out writing songs when you're a kid and doing gigs and playing in bands and, you know, and then who would have thought, you know, you get all this way along and you get to go to Nashville and record an album in the, you know, the town where it all happened.
It actually goes a step further than that, because Big and Rich have taken somewhat of a liking to you guys, and rightly so, and Mr. Rich has taken you under his wing. What an experience.
Yeah, it's quite bizarre, isn't it? I've never seen that coming. You know, we met John and Big Kenny at Century Rocks the Hunter and stayed in touch, and John invited us over to sing at his charity event, the St. Jude's charity event in his house, and that was perfectly, you know, coincided with us actually going over there on a writing trip. So we went over a couple of days earlier and we sang it at that, and we sort of kept in touch, and then we went back to do the album, and he invited us out to the Black Crowes, and so we went out there to a place called the Fontanelles, which is a venue out of town, and watched the Black Crowes, came back to his bus, had a couple of beers, and he said, look, I got a great idea. How about you guys stay on the bus and come with us to this concert? It's, you know, four states away, 15 hours on the bus. And we said, okay. He said, we got bunks here, so just stay on the bus and come and do a gig with us. Okay, we got nothing better to do.
Wow.
So we did. We went, oh, this is crazy. It was just a nice real thing. And there we are, on stage, 15 hours later, hopefully seeing in front of, you know, 35,000 people. It's just bizarre.
Absolutely huge. And from that very big and very rich experience that you had over there, I can't help but feel that some of that's rubbed off in your latest single, Harder to Tame.
It's definitely a newer direction for us. I mean, we wanted to make a song to be a big album. We've done that, and we wanted the song to be progressive, but still maintain, you know, what Mikhail's intent is. And it's a whole new chapter, and I think we've achieved that. Now we've just got to put it out to the punters and the fans, and hope they like it.
Well, I really like it. Can you tell me the story behind Harder to Tame?
Harder to Tame was written by a couple of Nashville writers, and it was one of the songs that we heard early on at this ASCAP meeting. We were listening to a whole bunch of different songs. And as soon as we heard it, we all three of us looked at each other and said, yeah, that's definitely going on the album. And it just seemed to fit as the first single and title track to the next album.
I think they actually wrote the song and were thinking of you guys. From knowing both of you, I actually think Harder to Tame is a very accurate way to describe wrangling you pair.
We do like to have a bit of fun.
And Harder to Tame is actually a perfect way to kick off a fantastic album. Thank you so much, Drew McAllister.
Thank you so much, Ben. Talk soon, brother. Get me up Sunday morning. She ain't got a prayer. I never feel like going. Somehow she gets me there. My boots are kind of dusty, my shirt's all untucked, and that's about as much as she can ever clean me up. Looking for me, she kind of likes it, a little rough around the edge. She don't mind it, I got a little crazy laugh. She wouldn't have me any. It coming, that look gets in my eye, that restless spirit running, that fire that never dies. She loves the challenge, yeah, she sure got one now. Instead of pulling back, she lets the reins out. And lucky for me, she kinda likes it, a little rough around the edge. She don't mind. I got a little crazy laugh. She wouldn't have me any other way. She likes her horses a little harder to tame. She loves wild. She needs free. Says a little bit of bad ain't such a bad thing. A little rough around the edge. She don't mind if I got a little crazy left. She wouldn't have me any other way. She likes her horses. She likes her horses. A little harder to tame.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.